Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Good Friday. Indeed, it is a Good Friday. Around the world, Christians are celebrating the theme of resurrection. This is a wonderful theme, as it speaks to the movement from death to life, from darkness to light. We're continuing to muddle through this present cloudiness of obscured clarity regarding the future. The numbers aren't looking good. The economy has taken a serious hit, and will take some more before this is over. The calculators are humming, adding up the losses that pile up daily. Worse is the mounting loss of life and the incalculable grief this is put upon families, friends, colleagues, and more. Our hearts and prayers go out for so many. Each day, my wife and I sit together first thing in the morning to pray for the world, our family and friends, the expansive network of colleagues we both enjoy interacting with. We pray for the many unknown families who are suffering as a result of losses. It's been our tradition to pray. What is your daily regimen or tradition? How do you express sorrow and compassion toward others known and unknown? In times like these, we're challenged to step out of ourselves and into a broader context. We're given the choice to self-absorb inwardly or turn outwardly with words and deeds to support others worse off than we might be. Our resilience is being tested. What we've relied upon is being strained. But our will to give more, love more, be more, is one choice away at any given moment. I am a fan of and fond of the work of Mother Teresa and what she did in India for so many years. Her perspective was crystal clear, her mission focus without deviation. She once said, "It's not how much we give, it's how much love we put in the giving." She was calling us to love, much love. Well, this isn't what you were expecting from an industry podcast, to be sure. And it's surely not meant to impose any beliefs or discomfort on you. It's really a call to leadership in a non-intuitive way. Leadership is first and foremost about others. We define emotional maturity as being self-aware and others-focused. Effective leaders operate from an eyes-wide-open arm awareness of their own strengths and weaknesses while focusing on how best to support others. In a way, this is functional love. To paraphrase Mother Teresa, maybe with a twist, might we say, it's not how much you lead, it's how much love you put in the leading. I've said it multiple times in these podcasts. All of this will pass, hopefully sooner than later. The investment you are making in one another will yield exponential returns towards a resilient future. I hope you'll take the time to reach out to others, check in on them, engage in meaningful conversations. In some cases, this may be a perfect opportunity to reconcile damaged or broken relationships. I hope you enjoy this coming weekend. Maybe take some long walks, plant a garden, maybe go searching for bunnies and eggs, or maybe connect with others and make a difference. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.